This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Back to TGO Radio for some reason. Recording on January 30th for broadcast in late November or maybe even early December. I'm not quite for sure yet. If you hear this before that window, something has gone terribly wrong. But it is TGO Radio, and what would normally be the last episode of the season, which will be a tradition starting last year, is Takedown with Chris Hansen.
Yeah, these are
going to be
best.
Cody the Repeat Offender is our episode this week. Let's make sure we got our keyboard on here. All right. Ooh. Ominous warning about how it's viewer discretion.
And you know, you might get turned on.
Yeah.
Takedown with Chris Hansen.
Easter, you virgin.
A 30-year-old man is looking for sex with a 15-year-old girl.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
all right.
I mean,
line forms at the right. All right. So what? It's unusual here. I don't understand. Some people want to tell you that they're old enough to decide to become a different sex entirely, but they're not old enough to fuck.
Right.
I mean, let's get our laws together here, folks. What are we doing?
And this one has a criminal past.
No.
Violent assault, terroristic threats, strangulation.
But it's my interview with him that's truly shocking.
Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer ass.
Well, Cody, I'm Chris Hansen.
I know who you are.
I know who you are.
Watched you. Just on the other side of the screen.
And you'll never believe what happened after our investigation.
Boy, that is a Dahmer-looking fucker.
A man named Christopher Scarver beat him to death with a fucking mop handle. Folks, that's the kind of information I got right at the top of my fucking head.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? All right, Chris Hansen, get to it.
Takedown.
Takedown.
Chris Hansen.
Okay. Uh-oh. For every free episode on YouTube, there are five more on our streaming service. please consider subscribing to True Blue.
Blue!
Right.
I hope you're enjoying this full free episode of Takedown, but there's...
I don't know, you won't show me...
But you really should be paying for
them. You won't show me the fucking thing, so I don't know, Chris. You're, so far I've got ads and teasers and...
Something else you need to know. Only a small portion of our episodes are on YouTube.
Here's something else you need to know. I look like I star in a Timu version of The Hunt for Red October.
Timu. You know, we were... Trixie and I were watching the new Nosferatu movie.
How was that?
Last night. Hot fucking garbage.
Is it trash?
It is. It's garbage. That's disappointing. And I know that the original one done in 1922... Was when they made that movie in 22, they didn't want to pay for the rights to the Bram Stoker,
right?
Dracula. So it's Castle Orlok, or the Dracula's name is Orlok. It's everything's right. Changed, but it's the same fucking story. And we're getting through this movie, and you know we're both like, yeah, this is, and it's fucking garbage. And I said to her, I said, this is like what happens when you order Dracula off a Wish.
Oh,
there are more.
I got some stuff off a Wish back in the old days.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Shit, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking everything came from China. Took 9 weeks to get to you.
Yep. Like,
what the fuck is.
Smelled like bird flu.
Is this one of the. Why this bird flu smells terrific?
Smells like chicken.
Yeah.
Than 100 episodes.
Of course it came from a lab, folks. Let's quit being fucking silly about it. I mean, rat salad was funny for the gimmick, but we all know it wasn't realistic.
Rat
we all
salad.
Knew it came from a fucking lab. But quit being ridiculous.
So it's on.
I knew that it came from a lab when they kept telling me I was racist for thinking it came from a lab. That's when I knew. I went, well, now that's what's going on.
Our streaming service ad-free and uncensored at watchtrueblue.com. Use the code YouTube24 to watch them all for $2.50 or YouTube year for $20.
Buddy.
Use the code young puss. I can't even get it. God damn it.
Use the code.
All right, what's Hanson's code? It's got to be.
Use the code fresh mound. Oh,
use the code jailbait.
Yes,
to get a year free.
Yes. use the code new stubble. Oh, what? No. Oh.
Use the code bell pepper.
Okay.
Use the code Veely Vulva.
Veely Vulva. Nice read, Velma. Hear me out before you give me the boo boo face. Hear me out. A whole separate podcast from this one, but all we do is watch episodes of Takedown with Chris.
I could get into that.
Yeah. Could you do it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got to think about it because that sounds pretty good to me, actually.
$10 off an annual subscription.
We have to subscribe to this, right? Like, just, I mean, for all the stuff we've gotten out of it, we got to subscribe to it.
Also, and this is important, hit the subscribe button below, and we'll see you soon on True Blue.
Montgomery County, Ohio. An area that encompasses Dayton and smaller towns and villages is combating child predators with everything they've got.
Yes, they're also combating them with what looks like the Murrah Federal Building in fucking Oklahoma City.
That one's still standing.
Fair enough.
Operation Intercept.
Oh.
Low rumbly.
That might be the last gasser of the year. Wink.
Was a combined task force of statewide and federal agencies to get alleged predators off the streets. Sheriff Rob Streck knows this is not just a local epidemic, but a nationwide crisis.
Six men showed up at the Sting House to have sex with a teenage boy or girl. What does that say to you?
Chris.
Don't fucking threaten me with a good time, Chris.
Chris, have you seen them? They're amazing.
Chris, have you seen Young Pussy?
Have you seen it?
It's fucking tremendous.
Let alone get a whiff of the damn thing.
Unfortunately, it says that this is happening all the time, and it's happening everywhere. People like to bury their heads in the sand and think, well, you know, I live here. There's no crime here. There's no this. And it's just not true. When you have technology available nowadays that predators can use and then that our teens or even our adolescents are using, this stuff can happen anywhere. That's the scary part about this.
Captain Terry Abels, along with Sergeant Josh Walters, are running point for Operation Intercept. A call comes in over the radio.
Get to the pervert.
Of a man looking to have sex with an underage girl. I listen in and get a real-time sense.
Get a real hard on.
I am cranking my rod.
Of the graphic nature of the chats.
Why does he look like old Chris Pike from Star Trek?
Boy, you nailed that one. Holy shit.
Was that cat's name, Chris Pike?
Christopher Pike, yeah.
Far.
He says, are you a virgin? Okay, well, if it happens, I'm big. Like I said, I have a big dick.
Boy, clean. Well, that's
man.
Clean drop.
The strike team gets ready, and my crew finalizes the technical details because we never know exactly when an alleged child predator will show up. The man coming to meet with a 15-year-old girl is 30-year-old Cody.
She's a great big fat person.
Captain Abels and I both know what's at stake for these types of investigations.
We have a man coming over, a 30-year-old.
Yes.
Who wants to...
Boy, Chris Hansen looks tired, man.
Yeah, he really does.
God damn, does he look tired.
I mean, listen, man, if you were reading all these transcripts, you'd be beaten off 3 or 4 times a day. You'd look 80 years old. He's probably, what, 35? If you spit that at me, I'll
fucking kill
you. How many
times a day can a guy come, Chris Hansen?
Chris, goodness. We still got 5 folders of transcripts to read. God damn it.
I can't do anymore.
Fuck. Dry, baby. I'm dry.
Ghost loads. Do you know what it means?
Ghost loads, that for haunted pussy?
You know what it means when I say ghost loads to you?
Nothing. I got it. It's gone. It's out.
Man.
Fucking slamming the bottom of that ketchup bottle, and there ain't a drop left in it.
This isn't land, man, asshole. We're fucking out of liquid here. Cannot produce anymore, I'm telling you.
Up with a 15-year-old girl.
Yes.
And he may have a criminal history.
Yeah, so we're looking into that part now. We do have him identified, but we're looking into it now. We may have some possible priors for the same activity.
How frightening is it that somebody could walk into a home to have sex with a child and have a violent criminal past?
Well, Chris, luckily we have guns, and that's kind of the big equalizer in all of this, if you want to be candid about it.
Yeah, it's very disturbing, and it's something that we need to be prepared for as well, but when we're doing this, but then also, just that they can just come into a random house and do that, it's certainly scary.
Does it haunt you a little bit, even with your many years in law enforcement, that if you weren't here, if we weren't here, and there was a teenage boy or girl here, that there would be the rape of a child?
Very much so.
And there's no doubt, based upon Cody's chat, as to what his intention is.
Is this a talk show, or are we talking about kid fucking?
Christ,
Let's go, Chris Hansen.
Get to it.
No, it was based on the conversation. It was perfectly clear what his intention was tonight.
He went into detail about the size of his penis.
We heard him. We heard it. Yes, we heard it. Let's go.
Asked if she was a virgin. Things like that.
Never. I said it last year, and I'll see it again this year. I never got the appeal of that, even when I was a teenage boy. Give me a girl who knows what the fuck she's doing. Put my nuts in your mouth, you fucking dog human. What the fuck are you doing? Don't play with it. Do something with it. Twist it. Make it come. What are we doing?
Twist it. Bop it. Flip it.
You don't ask that unless you want to go through with the act.
That's correct.
Well, I don't know about that.
Come on.
Upon closer look,
fucking foreplay, Chris. Cody, sexy talk.
In fact, has been in prison for violence, intimidation, strangulation, and making terroristic threats.
That guy knows how to come. Am I telling you? I mean,
everyone is in place as Cody pulls up to the Sting house.
Uh-oh.
They're at Sting's
house?
And out
of the darkness, he appears, headed for the...
What'd you say? Whose house?
They're at Sting's house?
Door.
I can't stand losing. The police are at Sting's house. Get it?
No, I got it.
Got it?
That's a song about suicide. That's he's going to kill himself in the end. You know that, right? Hello? I wish you a great big fat person.
The decoy greets him. And it always amazes me when these alleged child predators try and be courteous.
Can we take my boots off?
Okay. I gotta disguise her voice too, so you can't pick her out the next time she's doing a sting in your. This is a house. If you walk into a house this clean,
you're right. Come on.
It's either a display unit or you're being set up. Yeah. Like, you should have run for the fucking exit as soon as you just. I mean.
You definitely look like the person.
You don't look like the person.
Oh, okay, so hint number two.
Yeah.
To walk the fuck away.
Yeah. Well, in the pictures I saw, you were black. And now, seeing you, you're actually a white girl.
A lot lighter than you looked in your...
A lot lighter. And she goes, it's all filters. What? I don't know about that.
Okay.
The decoy excuses herself, and the strike team swoops in.
Strike team!
The takedown.
Put your hands up, don't move. Put your hands up!
Whoa.
Whoa.
I am so surprised right now.
Okay, let me guess.
Would you?
He was here to talk her out of it.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, I know. There was one episode of To Catch a Predator where a guy just comes out and says, and I have the wording wrong, but it was something along the line of, it was just a purer form of sex the younger they are. Like, he just comes right out and says, like,
owns
he just,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he just comes right out with it. That's the kind of honesty I'm looking for here, man. That's the, you know, I want you to...
Stand up.
What's going on, guys?
Turn around. Stand up. Keep your hands up.
No, sir.
Stand up.
Turn around.
I didn't do
anything.
Ease up.
You jerk
off. That dude's like, what, fucking 6'5"?
He's a big dude.
Cody is put in cuffs and read his...
I can't believe this is happening again.
Right.
Is he agree, big peppers?
He answers questions for the task force. I wait in the shadows, taking in every...
He's literally in the shadows. Fucking Bela Lugosi vampire ass. He's
you
literally...
go over and wow him, I'll hide in the shrubs. Fucking Millhouse.
He's literally hiding in the shadows. What a fucking nitwit.
Word, he said.
Skulking.
He really is Skulky McGillicuddy. What are you doing skulking?
Cody,
is he wearing a fucking turtleneck sweater?
Oh.
Hanson?
Hang on, let's find out.
He really is in full skulk mode.
He's going to fucking... Like you said, hide in the bushes and fucking... What's going on, guys?
Whoa.
Stand up.
Wait a minute.
Stand up. Keep your hands up.
No, sir.
Sometimes my Buffalo Bill sounds like Bane. Sometimes it bleeds the line, you know. Do you feel in charge?
Mick Bane?
Would you? Same guy.
Ease up. Relax.
Cody is put in cuffs and read his rights. As he answers questions for the task force, I wait in the shadow.
Fucking whatever.
I wish he had like a fucking pipe or something, you know?
Man.
Fucking puffing on.
Cut another one, Watson.
Fucking. Down there just fucking.
But if he'd have had his hand in his pocket, I would have bet you $1,000 it was pocketful. $1,000.
Taking in every word he says.
Warder.
Cody might think his night is over, but my work is just beginning.
Hey, Cody. How you doing tonight?
Well, a lot better till you walked out there, genius. You know, yeah. How you doing? What a dumb question.
Good.
I was looking forward to feeling a 15-year-old girl's fingers on my crease. Now I got to talk to you. This is terrible. What do you mean?
Now I got
to
Hansen it up.
Hansen it up. That's what we call the podcast where we do nothing but watch the show.
Hansen it up?
Hansen it up. Oh, what a great idea this is.
Help me to understand how you ended up here tonight.
Oh, do you feel in charge?
What let up? Started with a chat online.
I matched with a girl online. I tried several times. Like, I know she's
what,
over.
What cracks me up is when these guys sit here and start spilling their guts. Like, yeah, shut your fucking mouth.
Because you got, you know.
All you're doing is just fucking cooking yourself.
Yep.
I mean, I get it. The guy's a creep and needs to be in fucking jail. But my God, do you not realize you're filming this?
I would love to know who the guy is in the 8x10 picture frame on the back of that table. I'd love to know who that guy is. Ooh.
Boy, I don't know. That looks like fucking Biff from fucking Biff from
fucking the answer I got is not even that funny, but I can't quit laughing. Mook McGillicuddy. What a mess.
Right.
And I told her some of the questions that she asked. She said,
oh,
you know,
it was struggling.
Yeah.
It was very personal. And I honestly didn't, like, know what to say because I honestly felt like I was getting coaxed into saying some things.
Right. Oh, there you go. He's planting the, yeah.
It's all coming back.
Yeah, I didn't want to totally say any of this.
No, I don't want to say any of that. But
I was uncomfortable, and I stated several times, I said, is this something? Am I going to get in trouble for coming over?
Like many alleged predators I've talked to, Cody knows how this works.
Why were you so concerned about getting into trouble for coming over?
Because I...
You can't fuck kids. Does he look like a middle-aged alfalfa, first of all? What's going on with the top of his head?
Boy, you nailed that. Wow.
I know what this is.
I know what this is.
You know what?
Would you?
What this is? On TV.
And what is it, Cody?
It's called a sting.
A sting.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
It's where you guys take...
Hey, little piece of alfalfa trivia for you.
Oh.
How familiar are you with the movie White Christmas?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. I mean, I know it exists, but
all right. Have you ever watched it from start
to finish? I was probably like a kid, so I couldn't tell you a thing about it. Well, what's the gimmick now in case people are...
So in the scene where Danny Kaye and Bing are at the restaurant to see the Haynes sisters, the sister act.
Let me ask you this real quick about the sister act.
Yeah?
Did Danny Kaye have them lying under a glass top coffee table?
No, but I've sent you that clip. I've sent you that clip before of when they're fucking making small talk, and Danny Kaye says to the group that he just read an article about how fucking citrus fruit can be dangerous for your teeth, and fucking Bing shoots him a sideways look that fucking went right through him. I've sent you that clip before.
That's because Bing used to beat his kids with sacks of oranges.
Beat them with a sack of Valencia oranges. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Teaches them a lesson and doesn't leave a bruise. That's hilarious.
Dude, Danny Kaye's just like, oh, yeah, I know. I read an article about, you know, how citrus fruit can be dangerous for your teeth. I'm telling you, the fucking...
Man.
I don't know if that look was scripted or not. I don't think it was, because, I mean, it just tore through fucking Danny Kaye.
Fucking great. Well, now, Danny Kaye liked to watch girls shit on...
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he wasn't without his fucking kinks.
He had some flaws, you know?
Girls, and you put them on an app, and they meet guys, and you try to... It's called To Catch a Predator.
To Catch a Predator.
Yes, sir.
And you've
and
seen
not
these.
A predator. I've you, never been.
You're not a predator.
No, he's not. No.
I know it seems like that now.
But you see how this looks, Cody.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I know it seems.
I understand that's what it looks like.
You're 30 years old.
Yes, sir. I know. I just turned 30, and.
Oh well, happy birthday! Here's some handcuffs for a present for you.
I was honestly just going to come over and cuddle. I honestly.
That's
all it was, man. Just cuddling. Yeah.
It's a hand job between friends.
That's what I say. That's what the podcast should be called, just cuddling. I was just going to cuddle.
Jeff, that's so good. So good.
Or I was going to talk her out of it or something. Yeah. It's not what it looks like. I know this looks like what you think it is.
Just bring a condom, because I have other people that I have intercourse with that are of age.
Right.
I've never even.
And so you were going
to banging them all over town, Chris.
Now they're dead, but I still have sex with them.
They're easy to find.
Well, that's what I hear.
With this 15-year-old and then go have sex with somebody of age, so you needed the condom with you?
Yeah, I always have one on me in case I do, because I do have plans. I had plans tonight with another friend.
With another friend? Yes. And who's the other friend with whom you had
plans? Her name's...
Well, don't fucking name them.
So you're going to come over here and hang out with...
Yes, because she said that she was...
With...
Some school, yes, her name was...
So you were just going to tutor her at school?
No, he was going to
tutor her, all right. How deep is your throat? How deep is your throat? I really need to know.
Sir.
You're going to counsel her, mentor her?
Yeah, buddy, we don't have a hair on our asses if we don't record. How deep is your throat? Come on, man. We got to do it. The only thing is, I don't think either one of us can get our voices that high.
I am working. I am working on the lyrics. Because I was in the car, and I really like the song No Rain.
Yeah.
By Blind Melon. So it's in my playlist. It comes up a lot. And I was driving around here in the last couple of weeks, and that song comes on. And I'm singing along to it, and all of a sudden I just start singing, all I can say is that my life is pretty gay.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, okay, this is going to fucking write itself.
And
so
again,
I'm working on the lyrics.
Neither one of us, though, can get our voices that high is the issue.
Yes, because I have other friends that are just friends that I don't do anything with, that I've never done anything with, that are close to me, that are friends of...
Do you also have conversations about your cock size with them, you genius?
Family that I mentor that are going through same bullying, for instance, bullying
right.
in school. So I was honestly going to come over here and talk.
No, you weren't,
getting
though.
Bullied
you
fucking, by a sexual predator.
You weren't, though. Why carry on this charade?
The excuse of just wanting to talk to a child or just wanting to mentor them is what I've heard almost every time in every investigations in the 19 years of doing these
19 years?
Wow.
Sorts of stories. And it's one
that's
why
he looks like he's 80.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be honestly taxing.
That's a lot of fucking loads, man.
He's just pounding bottle of water constantly. Just can't keep enough fluid in his balls. Jeff, the
fridge
show
full
is
of Gatorade.
The show is very obviously have to be called Ghost Loads.
Ghost Loads. Chris Hansen's Ghost Loads.
Oh man! Wow.
I never bought him.
So you're just a mentor.
I was coaxed into. Talking like that, I feel.
Okay. Now, I want you to... I'm going to share with you some of the things that you shared with this.
Yeah, this is the best part, where they finally reveal what a real fucking cretin he is.
Person you thought was 15, and you tell me which part of this is coercion.
Oh, man.
I'm big.
Yeah.
You'll have to lay down and relax. I'll work it in.
Yeah.
And then he makes the hand motion. I'll work it in.
Yeah.
What did you mean by that specifically?
They got a fucking giant fucking hanging rod, Chris.
Now, this is where Hansen needs to go. I need to see this cock. Because.
Show me.
Now, granted, you're thin, but you're white. So.
Prove it, white boy.
Fucking Hansen just did that.
Like I have a big dick.
We got it. All right. Be big for a 15-year-old, but come on.
If it happened, I'm big.
All right.
I'll try to be easy.
No.
Pain is only a little, but it'll be okay.
Can you see the life draining from this kid's fucking face?
Over.
What part of that was coercion?
I am.
Ooh, man.
Asked several times before if that's what this was, and I never got a response. Nobody.
You know what you do if you're, this just occurred to me, if you're like this guy and you're like, I need to get off to Tina, you know what you do is you just hire somebody for some role playing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even.
You know what's fucked up? This kid was 10. This kid was 10 years old when Hansen started doing this.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
So he, I mean, almost every one of these shows we watch, these people know, these guys know who Chris Hansen is.
Yeah, every single one of them do.
Why do you know?
Why take the chance?
Why take the fucking chance?
Because I assume it's because you think that the odds are against it happening to you. Which, you know.
Have you ever said anything? She says those don't exist. Those are not real.
When you asked and what this was, are you talking about a sting?
Yes, sir. Because that's why I was saying those things.
Yeah, you got us. It is a sting.
All right.
Thanks for asking.
You're free to go.
That's an excuse, everybody. Oh, if you're an undercover cop, you got to tell me.
You were just testing her to make sure it was okay to come over and mentor her? I'm confused, Cody.
As in,
this doesn't make a lot of sense.
I know
story.
It don't.
I'm confused by Chris Henson's black turtleneck
and vest.
His fucking brown leather vest. He sure does dress like a senior citizen. I don't know how old he is, but
his fucking trucker vest.
Oh, he's just the shits. His favorite song is "Wasted Rock Ranger." That's again 35-year-old reference, probably at this point.
You know?
Yes, sir. What I'm trying to say is,
buddy, stop lying because you're fucking cooked. Just stop
just
lying.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I honestly was just going to come over here and mentor her.
No, you weren't.
Do you see why a guy like me would not buy that story?
I understand that. And
if you were me, what would you think?
She asked, what else would you want to do? And I told her, I even talked to her on the phone. And I told her, I said, look,
fuck,
I'm not.
Dead ass.
You know, I'm not trying to get in any trouble. I don't want to do that. That's not what I want.
Why did you?
What if you? So here are your two options. 15-year-old virgin or a 19-year-old who throws pussy out like Mardi Gras. The 19-year-old's taking you for a much better fucking ride on this. You know what I mean? Like, put in some effort, man. What are we doing? They're still young. Like, they're still super duper young.
To explain that your penis was so big you were going to have to work it in.
We got it, Chris. Jesus Christ.
Shoehorn that motherfucker right
God
in.
God damn it. We have to get a shoehorn for it.
And then it might hurt. Why was that necessary?
I don't
Is that know. Part of the mentoring process? Was that part of the tutoring?
It's not part of the
mentoring. Explain that to me, Cody. Because I'm having a hard time understanding it, quite honestly.
It's okay. Chris, it's to scare her away.
That's what
it was. If I say that I've got a tremendous fucking rod, she's not going to want to do it. Huh. So I'm helping in this case, Chris. Do you not understand this?
Oh. It's not part of the process. I was being honest, but I wasn't going to do that. Never did I say I
Why even
to.
Share that information with a 15-year-old girl? That's creepy in and of itself, don't you think?
Yes, sir.
She says she's worried about getting pregnant. You explain.
No, you're too young to get pregnant, like you said on our show last year. You're much too young to get pregnant. Don't worry about that. Because I got to tell you something. I am not bagging this cock up, honey. There is no way. It's between not getting you pregnant and feeling a 15-year-old. Now I got to do what I got to do, honey. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
you'll bring condoms. I mean, what does that mean? How do you get pregnant from cuddling and watching TV if that's really what you were going to do?
That's what we were going to do.
That defies logic, Cody.
Fucking Chris Hansen's really taking him down the Socratic method. He's fucking giving him the business. Holy shit.
Do you know how many times I've heard that story?
Yes, sir.
More than 500.
Wow. Is that the number? 500?
That's it, huh? That's the...
Oh, my gracious.
Now 500.
And one.
And why?
Never did I say that I wanted that.
You said your penis was big and you were going to have to work it in.
I was going to show her the Charlie Chaplin, Chris.
The Charlie Chaplin?
Remember he used to swing his cane? Oh, yeah. You take your cock and
fucking to the helicopter.
That's right.
What does that mean?
I never said that I would do that with her. I even told...
this guy... If he could get out of those cuffs, would be strangling Chris Hansen right now.
Shit.
He has hurt animals for fun.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is a fucking problem from the time he gets up in the morning. He's just he's waiting to go off.
You have the chat.
Yeah.
You have him showing up here.
Yep.
There should be a fucking
if he's got a condom in his pocket. Yep.
Set
you
up
got
in
it.
The back with
yep.
a drain in the bottom.
Yep.
Yep. And this should be taken care of.
I want him.
As the finale to this every fucking half hour episode.
I want Anton Chigurh to walk in and close the shower curtain.
Hello, friendo. Call it friendo.
Anton Chigurh. Show is fucking ridiculous. God damn it.
Or I didn't want to. If you go through my phone.
Buddy! Don't fucking offer that! You know what you're never going to hear me say? Hey, if you want to go through my phone. No, sir.
Please feel free.
Yeah, all right.
Have a browse.
Knock yourself out.
Stand and your phone will be gone through. But the hard part I had.
The hard part. Chris is going to tell you about the hard part he's got.
Coming up, right in your ass.
In all this, is why a guy like you even gets involved in the conversation with someone he knows is 15. And if you suspect that this is some sort of a sting, why show up? Why didn't you think about this on the drive over? How long was the drive over here?
Oh, he wasn't thinking about that.
19 minutes.
19 minutes. And in that 19 minutes, did you ever think, Cody?
Oh, it was the greatest 19 minutes of his life. Oh. And there was no way he was condom fucking that girl.
No.
No way.
Yes, and when I got
I'm an idiot.
Whenever I got here and I saw her and I saw, like, that it wasn't her, and that even if it was her, I was going to tell her, like, look, I'm not comfortable.
Why did you ask if you could take off your boots then? That sounds like somebody who wants to get comfortable.
No, it's because this isn't...
respectful.
It's respectful to take your boots...
Jeff, well done there, buddy. Damn. Nice.
Off at the
is
door.
It respectful to have sex with a 15-year-old girl, which is rape, by the way?
Oh, is it? I had no idea.
Why am I just realizing this? Are his glasses taped up?
I think that's the...
Or is that a glare?
I think it's a glare.
Okay.
Cody tells me he actually has two jobs. And still found time to try to meet an underage girl.
He's very busy, Chris.
He is.
So you have two jobs.
Yeah.
Good jobs.
Yes, sir.
But tonight, you're not flipping burgers on the grill. You're not running a forklift. You're here.
He's a forklift driver and a fucking short order cook.
He's
a fucking benefit to society right there.
Master of none. You know what I mean?
He's got that shirt that says, I am forklift certified.
Forklift, burger flipper, kid fucker,
yeah.
Master of none. Yep. Can't do any of them right. Yeah. He's a 6.5 at everything he does.
After a sexually charged conversation with someone who you thought was a 15-year-old girl, what should happen to you, Cody?
You know what, though? How many of these guys do you suppose... His glasses are fucking taped up.
Yeah, I bet they are, yeah.
How many of these guys do you suppose actually sit here and, like, are still fucking aroused, even though they're in handcuffs?
Oh, you know what?
They gotta be, man.
Boy, that's an angle we've never tackled before, but that's a great question.
I don't know.
I am so hard right now.
I'd like to go home, but I know that's probably not going to happen.
No, you got a new home.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to tell you this. In the future, your asshole's going to be home to a lot of big black guys in prison. And welcome to
they
that.
They like the pedos there in prison.
And welcome to that, because you deserve every bit of that.
You'd like to go home.
Yes, sir.
He's looking at him like it's like there's a shred of fucking possibility there. That Hanson's going to go, well, all right, go ahead. All right, yeah.
We said at a show at some point in the last year or two, they should have like a 24 square wheel and they spin it.
One little
and
sliver.
One
says,
sliver
go
is
free.
Go home. Yeah. They had to do it. Make a game show out of it.
Yep.
I mean, if Hollywood Squares could be a show, why not this?
Every other fucking sliver is nine to the fucking brain.
Now, please, God. I mean,
I knew it was wrong.
I'd like to see his brains explode against that wall like the end of the world, according to Garp.
Here's what you do, you spin that. You spin that fucking wheel, and when it lands on that go home, the one time it does, and that guy fucking runs his ass out the door, you got a fucking sniper up in the tree that takes him out anyway.
No, yeah. There's no guarantee we're going to Charles Whitman, yeah, when we fucking walked out the door.
Charles Whitman.
I know.
Private Snowball. Sir, they were Marines, sir. And the Marines. Outstanding.
Outstanding.
I was going to cancel whenever I got here anyways.
Why? It's too late, buddy, there. Like, it's a crime to talk to her like that.
Even show.
It's like I know a lot about this, but it's just from watching this show, I promise.
You've done your... Brian prepares well for this show.
Boy, do I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the worst of episodes where I said, you've never seen an asshole more prepared except me on show day. Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Why even take that chance?
No, I understand.
It's like, why even go?
It's to make sure that she was real. And, to tell her that this, even if it was because she asked.
Call her on the phone, Cody. Text her. This is the problem.
Oh.
With your story, which is everything you're telling me belies the truth of what you did. You see what I'm saying? If you thought it was a setup, why show up? If your intent was to come over here and mentor her or tell her you weren't going to have sex with her, you could have done that over the phone or via text. If you were worried about her welfare, you could have dialed 911 and said, hey, there's a young woman home alone who wants to have sex.
I could honestly do it in person because...
Why take the risk? You've been to prison, right?
Yeah.
You like prison? You want to go back?
Sir, I don't.
Chris,
I do.
Chris, I fucking love it. Three hots in a cot, no mortgage payment. Well,
three,
let me say
three hot cocks. What?
Let me say, well, and that too. I almost said mortgage payment, but it's actually rent for this guy.
Yeah.
I just don't ask me how I know. I just know.
Really?
You think, No. I'm
not a homeowner there.
I don't think this guy has property. No. No.
It's not a pleasant place, is it?
No, I honestly learned my lesson, and I...
Apparently, you did not.
This, I beg to differ, Cody.
First time I've ever done anything like this. Like, I've never even...
You've got a rap sheet.
A lot of it's violence, I know.
Violence? Terroristic threats?
Well, he's trying. He's trying to get out.
Intimidation. Strangulation. Do I have that right?
Yes, sir.
What's a judge going to do to you when this case comes up?
Throw the book at me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go back to that life. I know what I did was wrong.
Then you should have jerked your... I hope he fucking kills himself. I hope he Epstein's himself in the jail cell.
We can only be so lucky.
I would be the... Jeff... I'd be the happiest fat little boy in the world if this dummy Epstein's himself in his fucking cell.
Not what I said was wrong. I understand that. But honestly, when I got here, I was going to cancel.
No, you weren't.
And I know I could have texted. I could have called 911. I know that. I understand. But I honestly had no intentions of doing that.
Sure. The evidence doesn't indicate that.
I know.
The evidence indicates that you were coming over here to have sex with a 15-year-old girl.
But the evidence, whenever I got here, I was going to cancel.
That's not what you said. You didn't walk in there and say, I'm going to cancel. This is no good. You said, can I take my boots off? Or do you want me to take my boots off?
Yes, that was my... Because that's the first thing you do when you go into someone's house. It's a respectful thing.
It's a very respectful
love. Whenever it got...
It really is. Now, he may strangle you when he sees you. He doesn't have respect for you that much, but your carpet, much respect.
He's going to clean up the mess.
A lot of respect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's going to go get a fucking shop vac. And he's going to go down to Walmart and get a fucking carpet cleaner and take care of this.
Dexter that room all up.
He really is going to fucking clean that up. He really is going to visqueen and fucking plastic the room off. What a jerk off.
When I sat down, I was getting ready to tell her.
No, you weren't.
And that's whenever she automatically went back there.
You know what, Chris? Right before you skulked yourself out of the shadows, I was just about to tell her, hey, look, I'm going to take a rain check. All right? I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go home. Fucking jerk my load.
I want one guy to go, Chris, here's the truth. When she walked out of that room, I was going to have my cock out like Deshaun Watson.
Well, didn't we watch an episode where a dude was buck-ass naked?
Two of them, yeah.
And that's whenever the police told me to put my hands up. And that I'm on.
Well, because the police...
That's the first thing you say he's been right about, is that right there?
It's the sheriff's office... prevented you from letting it go any further.
No, I understand that, but I didn't have a chance to cancel. Like, I was going to sit in here and tell
her. What do you think would have happened had you started cuddling and...
I'll tell you what.
Cuddling.
Cancel's got no love for the cuddling. He wants to get right to the fucking. He wants you to show up wet. He's ready to go.
Cuddling.
And at some point...
Not necessarily even cuddling, just...
Well, you said...
If a cuddle doesn't end in a 69, what's the point?
Yes, cuddling it or watching a movie, like...
Right, but that's creepy.
Deep Throat from fucking 77 is what I had in mind, actually.
Be for a 30-year-old man to cuddle with a 15-year-old, even if that was your intent, which I'm not believing, by the way, because of all the sex talk and penis talk in the chat, right? It doesn't make sense. So what do you say to other guys who are having chats online with girls who they believe are underage and they're thinking about making this drive over to a house where they think a girl is home alone or a boy is home alone? What do you say to those guys?
It's a sick individual, but that's not...
It's a sick individual.
Yes, sir.
But here you are, looking like a sick individual.
I'm a mentor.
To sick individuals.
I told you that, Chris.
I'm a mentor to sick individuals.
What do you say to other men thinking about doing exactly what you did tonight?
Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't even think about it.
And what do you say to yourself as you sit here in this predicament?
I don't know what I was thinking.
Buddy,
you know what you were thinking.
You know what you were thinking.
That it was inappropriate for me to even talk to her. There's actually supposed to be an age, like, to even get on those apps.
But we know that kids get on those apps all the time.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's not a defense.
I didn't know that.
She didn't know that.
A kid lied to get on an app? Chris, what's the world coming to?
Well, Cody, I'm Chris Hansen.
I know. Why the fuck? He's been talking to you for half an hour. He knows who you are, you numbskull, sweepy-haired faggot.
Cody, I'm Chris Hansen. Look at the camera. Wink. And ping.
Ding.
I know who you are. I've watched you. Just on the other side of the screen.
Just on the other side of the screen. Now you're
We didn't think you were creeping into his fucking window there, you dummy.
I'm going to be on the screen.
You know how TV works.
With me. For our predator investigations.
So this is
mentor investigations, Chris.
Yeah, really.
That's what we should call the podcast. Mentor investigations.
And look, we don't have to do 52 shows a year. We can have a season of 8 or 10 episodes, and that's the season. They take a few months off, and then, because, buddy.
Mentors Anonymous.
If they've got 100 of these episodes.
Is a series we call Takedown, which is the next generation of To Catch a Predator.
Yes, sir.
And you're on it right now.
I know.
I mean, to be fair, 8 people are seeing you, but More people are hearing us talk about you than actually saw this episode. But
how many times have you watched my Predator investigations?
No, the question is all of them. Yeah. The question is, how long did you watch them? And the answer is just long enough to come.
Long enough to come.
Several times, actually. Several times. It's just entertainment. Like,
yeah, it is, buddy. It's entertainment for us because we're not trying to fuck kids.
Entertainment till you're sitting around a couch next to the man.
You got it. The man.
I see some of the things the horrible guys, the people do.
And now you're one of those horrible guys.
Mentor. Jesus Christ.
I don't think you heard me when I said mentor earlier.
Didn't do anything.
Well, the other guys didn't do anything either because I caught them. Just like you got caught.
And it's, Chris, it's wonderful work that you do by catching those bad men. Again, mentor. Canceling. Wasn't going to fuck her.
Buddy, I was so not going to do this. You don't even understand, Chris.
Chris,
what are you busting my balls for?
Get it. We're in this together, Chris. I'm out here fighting the good fight with these pedos, too. I'm conducting my own
investigation. Goddamn pedo investigation.
Hey, I got a better idea. Oh, I got a better idea.
Let's do it, Danny. I'm listening.
We'll do a separate podcast.
Okay.
But it's a fake podcast. And we're a couple of guys that run a fucking sting operation to expose where Hansen and his people are so the pedos don't get caught.
God damn. And then there's that episode of Takedown. Brian Wise and Jeff Durant are pariahs to the pedophile hunting community. What do you mean? Just a couple of guys trying to get a laugh? What are you talking about?
Fucking show some creepy guy pull up in a car and get out. No, go. Go, they're here. Go.
No, they're here. Yeah.
Mert. Pedo truck.
No, they're here. Go around the back and I'll cut through the houses.
So you watch the shows. You
pedal truck.
Questioned whether or not this was a sting operation, and you showed up anyway. One could suggest.
Oh, buddy, here's the name for the show. Ready? Dead Horse. Because Chris Hansen's been
beaten it senseless.
Dead Horse.
Yes, that you deserve
that fucking horse. That fucking horse and the Godfather didn't take as much abuse as this fucking horse at Hanson's.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. You should have been.
I don't deserve it, sir.
You don't deserve it.
My intent was not sexual. I understand that my text messages seem different, but honestly, I was not going to sleep with her. She said she wanted to watch a movie. I said, can you go somewhere? Like, do you want to go for a walk? I've never done anything like this, and I'm not
a romantic.
Yeah, really. I dated a girl named who would come over to the house, and then I'd be like, "Let's go." And like, she just finally one time goes, "Look," she goes, "Let's take a walk afterward."
All right,
fair enough, baby. Let's go. I came on our face behind an apartment complex, and that's the moral to that story. Is always.
I'm not a sick person.
I politely fucking disagree.
I honestly didn't know how to answer whenever I was talking to her.
That's true. So my fallback was how big my cock is.
Chris, I was auditioning to be on your team, but I just didn't know how to go about doing it.
Whatever happened to Dell for perverted justice. Yes.
What was it that prevented you from just saying, I'm not going to come over? I mean, help me to understand this. This is the mystery of
man,
the predator.
You know what, Chris? Here's the deal. I've been a big fan. I grew up watching you. I really just wanted to meet you, so I just did this so I could meet you.
Yep.
That's it. I wouldn't want to fuck her. No.
Her investigations that I've not been able to solve 19 years of doing it, which is if you're suspicious, if you're not a bad guy, if you're not a predator, don't come over. You've seen the shows.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be on a show. You're going to be one of the guys that you made fun of.
I can't believe I get to come to my own show.
Caught.
Literally come from watching my own show.
Is there anything else you want people to know, Cody?
that I...
I have a huge cock.
Yeah.
Have I mentioned that lately?
Didn't intend to do anything. Honestly.
Yeah, you did.
I'm not a sick person. Like, I know it seems like that. I know that you've got those text messages. I know that they're inappropriate. I know that they're not right. But I didn't mean
it's
it
not
like
right.
That. Like, I honestly wasn't going to sleep with her.
You know, as important as I think these stories are, it breaks my heart.
There's no sleeping involved. It's all pushing.
A little bit to see a fellow your age in this situation. It really does. And I don't take this lightly when I tell you this. I don't like this one bit.
Don't take it lightly, Hanson.
I didn't.
How awful would it be to be a woman in a relationship with Chris Hansen?
Oh.
There's probably nothing you could do to
no,
get him aroused.
There's nothing you
can
gotta
do. Work so
you
fucking hard.
Show up in a fucking Girl Scout outfit every fucking time you see him.
And he looks at you and goes, come on.
Come
really?
On, honey. What
God.
Are we doing? I damn walked out of her bedroom one time in her fucking Girl Scout uniform and I about lost my mind. Oh, my God. Holy shit. She was probably 19 then and I was 20 or whatever. Yeah. But God damn. We're still fit. I'm like, right on, baby. Right. Rock and fucking roll.
I wasn't going to do anything.
No, I know.
I know. I wasn't.
I know.
All right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. Okay. Thank you very much.
When we do this podcast, we have to do it. We have to do it with liquor. And every time they said, I wasn't going to do anything, we got to take a shot.
Jeff, I can't.
Gee, I can't either. No,
I can't die in this house from alcohol poisoning. Are you out of your mind?
I'd be so fucking hammered.
Oh, hammered.
Even half a shot.
I'd have to fucking Uber my way home. No, that's cost prohibitive, Jeff. That's what I'm telling you. Plus, I don't want to wake up hungover. I'm 52 years old.
I hear you.
And then he does something no alleged predator has ever done before.
A cartwheel.
Takes a gun out and blows his brains
out. God, I hope he kills himself. I'd be so happy.
Anything else?
No, sir.
No.
He shakes my hand while he's in cuffs.
Yeah, by the way, bad cops. You can't let him touch Hanson. That's bad mojo, Daddy.
Yep.
You cannot do that.
Cody is taken in for booking and further questioning.
Showing up is showing up, and it's clear in the chat that there was an intent here to meet a 15-year-old girl.
Nice boots. You head to a Primus concert? What's going on with you?
After a sexually charged conversation. And the thing that continues to confound me after all these years is if they're so suspicious, if they've seen the shows, why show up? And Cody was not able to give me a real good answer for that.
It's the allure of the pussy, Chris.
Yeah, I just...
19 years. You haven't figured this out yet?
I mean, I remember being 15 and fucking 15-year-old girls. All right. But at 52, no, I... Ooh!
If you have
another ad.
Damn.
You have a 700 plus credit score. Not anymore. I bought a house. Cooked.
An alleged child predator grooming an underage victim.
We know what happened. We just watched the fucking episode, Chris.
Is a scenario.
Wrap it up.
God damn it.
Sheriff Strick and I have seen all too often.
You see guys like Cody who show up for a teenage girl. This guy spends a lot of time grooming, asking if the girls are virgin, talking about how they'll.
Guy looks like Jeff Ross.
Jesus, fucking, yeah. The thin Jeff Ross.
No, the sheriff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's under the Jeff Ross.
Looks like that sheriff's having a few donuts.
He is having a few. Trust me, he's not chasing perps. Those days are over.
Have intercourse without hurting the girl. It's very methodical, this break.
What's the point if you're not hurt? Oh, sorry. What? Was that out loud? I apologize, America.
King down of barriers between children and adults in society. This grooming.
You know, there are those.
They're called Democrats and trannies. We still on? Okay, good.
individuals out there that probably do this much more than even some of the others we've talked about. And you can really tell in some of those chats, and then when they're being interviewed, that they do seem to have experience doing this. Everybody knows different personalities, different people have charisma, some don't. So when you get an individual like that, that knows how to talk to a teen or preteen, knows what to say, can really get inside that victim's head, those can possibly be some of the scariest, because they can talk the actual victim in to actually believing that they, the predator, is the right one, and maybe law enforcement and the parents are just...
All right, word salad, no, get God, to the fucking... Jesus all right, Christ. I'm out.
God damn.
Yeesh.
What I'd like to know is what the conviction rate is for these guys caught on this show.
I mean,
you figure it's got to be in the 90s at least, if not 100, but I'm sure there's probably some that have gotten off on technicalities. Get a good enough lawyer. Call it entrapment or something.
Yeah. I seem to recall in To Catch a Predator days that there was a guy that got away. I have to take a look at that, though, but yeah. Hmm. Let me see if anybody ever escaped. Let's see what we got here. In some instances to Catch a Predator, individuals were not convicted, primarily due to issues with evidence gathering, legal technicalities, or the decision of the district attorney to not pursue charges.
Hmm.
Sometimes citing concerns about the methods used in sting operations as entrapment.
Yeah, right.
Says the AI overview of the question. So, yeah, I believe that, actually.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeesh.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Keep kicking your feet.
Yeah, it's all right. Man, well, all right. Yet another year gone by.
Yeah. Got big holiday plans there, Dave?
Well, it's too soon to tell. Yeah. It's a couple weeks before Christmas.
Yet. Yeah.
Again, if you're
holidays
hearing this episode,
at the casino this year,
if you're hearing this episode before,
there's problems.
Late November, something terrible has happened. Anyways, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next year. Wink on TGO Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.